Okay, that's all the bills for the week. Did anybody see my Cosmo? It's lying right here.
Did it have cleavage on the cover?
Yes, it did.
I didn't see it.
No, I don't understand this. I mean, how could I just loot? Suzanne!
What?
I can't believe you just walked by my desk and take my magazine. I just got it in the mail.
I'm sorry. I just wanted something to read.
You tore out the perfume samples.
What?
The perfume samples. There were two of them. I saw them when I glanced through here. Now they're gone.
Oh, for crying out loud. Here, take your stupid samples. I was just trying to save a little money. You know, my life has not been the easiest thing in the world since Reggie Mack Dawson walked away with my life savings. But if it makes you feel good, Charlie, to cheat me out of a little cardboard perfume sample, then have at it.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were still having a hard time.
Well, I am. I even canceled my salon appointment this week. Wait till you're reduced to having your housekeeper wax your legs, then we'll talk.
Here, you can have them.
Well, I don't know why anyone would want those silly things. I think they ought to be against the law. I mean, some people are allergic. They give me a headache. You cannot get the smell out of your house. I mean, who has the right to send a fragrance into your home that you neither liked nor ordered?
Amen.
You don't like them either, Anthony?
Oh, I don't even know what you're discussing. It's just that you all are always so fired up about something. I just like you to know as I go about my daily business of life, I support you.
Thank you, Anthony. Isn't that sweet?
You all, excuse me. I had a letter from Payne over on my desk. I was just getting ready to read it. Have either one of y'all seen it?
Well, not me. I mean, not since I put it there.
Suzanne, I cannot believe that you are reading that. It happens to be a personal letter from a son to his mother, and I don't appreciate your opening it.
I'm sorry, I just didn't have anything else to read. Anyway, it's my nephew.
Suzanne, you are just incorrigible. I mean, you just start out with the assumption that every piece of mail in the world has your name on it. And then if you don't get any, you just take someone else's. Is that the way it works?
Pretty much. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Julie got a letter from Payne, and Suzanne was reading it.
Oh. Did I get any mail?
Yeah, I put it on your desk. There was an envelope there from some attorney's office.
Where?
Oh, I can't believe it.
Right at my darkest hour, a check for $3,000. Thank you, Lord. I didn't even have to do anything for it.
$3,000? Who from?
Well, it says my Uncle Dude passed away and Mrs. Whitey left me. Can you believe it? Julia, I didn't even know we had an Uncle Dude.
We don't.
I have an Uncle Dude.
Suzanne, have you no shame? I mean, perfume samples and Payne's letter are one thing, but now you stoop to stealing a dead man's money and you aren't even related to him. I'd just call the postal service and have you arrested.
Mary Jo, what does it say?
It just says that Uncle Dude died. Gee, I can't believe that Mother or Daddy wouldn't call me. I mean, he was just a great uncle, but still.
Well, maybe they didn't know he died either.
Well, that's true. Come to think of it, I don't think anybody's seen Uncle Dude for years. He was sort of the family eccentric, you know, never married, always brought his old dog with him to the family reunions. As a matter of fact, the dog's name was Old Dog.
I think I've heard this on a record.
He always wore the same brown suit, no matter what the occasion. And my Aunt Ione, who had this major beehive hairdo and was completely senile, always used to say, "Now tell me, Dude, is that a new suit?" And he would always say, "Well, Ione, in a way it is, and in a way it isn't. Now, you see, I bought this suit right after WW2, but I only wear it on holidays." And Aunt Ione would say, "Well, it's very, very attractive." For some reason, Uncle Dude always liked me. He'd always point at me, and he'd say, "That one there. Now that one, she's a ring-tailed tooter."
Mary Jo, you loved him very much, didn't you?
No. I mean, I didn't really know him. I haven't even seen him since I was a kid.
Well, it says here, according to the terms of the will, you're expected to spend this money on something frivolous.
Gee, I don't know. $3,000 to spend on anything I want. That's going to require some thought.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't require any thought on my part.
What would you buy?
A blouse.
A blouse?
Yeah.
Well, it's not just any blouse. It's an Angaro. I saw it in Town and Country.
Suzanne, $3,000 for a blouse? I mean, come on, how much can a blouse cost?
It can cost $3,000, Charlene, like I just said.
I know what I'd buy. I'd buy these TV telephones that I saw in a catalog, and I'd buy one for my parents and everybody in my family, you know, so I could call them. We could see each other every week.
Well, I wouldn't like that. I mean, somebody could call you up when you don't have your hair done.
No, they can't call you and see you unless you want them to. You have to push this little button, then it sends a freeze frame photo of yourself.
Well, I wouldn't want to get one of those. That sounds real dumb. Well, that works out great, Suzanne, because nobody's getting you one.
What are you going to buy, Mary Jo?
I don't know. I can't think of a thing. Well, there is one thing that I have always wanted, but I would feel too decadent to actually spend money on it.
Oh, come on. It said frivolous. Now tell us.
No, it's silly.
Don't laugh.
No, it's nothing. It's just a little cosmetic surgery. Your eyes. There is nothing wrong with my eyes. I know what it is. I don't need you to guess again, Suzanne, okay? You want to have your breast enlarged. That's right, Suzanne, and thank you for screaming it. Next time, I'll just tell the town crier.
Hey, Joe, I can't believe you want to have that done. What's wrong with your chest?
Well, in case you haven't noticed, Charlene, I don't have one.
I'm sorry, but I think you have a darling figure.
Oh, I know, and we flat-chested girls look so much better in our clothes, and you just give anything to have a body like ours, right?
Not me.
That's what all you see in D-cups tell us littlest angels. Isn't that right, Julia?
Mary Jo, why are you addressing this to me?
Come on, you know what I'm talking about. That condescending, patronizing way that big breasts are always looking down on us little breasts.
You know, I've been included in a lot of groups in my life, but I must say this us little breasts category is, for me, a first.
Now, Mary Jo, it is true. I'd give anything to be petite. You don't know what it was like having a big bust at a junior high school dance, and every guy's nose hits you right about here. I always hated to see the cold and flu season roll around.
Mary Jo, if this is something you've always wanted to do, you should go ahead and do it. You don't have to explain yourself to us. Everybody is different. I myself have always been quite happy with what I was given.
Oh, come on. Didn't you ever feel just a little insecure? I mean, growing up around that?
Had those as long as I can remember. She was born with them. Mother and Daddy and I used to just sit around and stare at them.
And it never bothered you?
No. Why should it? It's just the spin of the old genetic wheel. I think I have been amply compensated.
What does that mean?
It means Suzanne got the boobs and she got the brains.
I think I like the turn this conversation has taken.
Oh, come on. Big boobs, tiny brain. It's a story as old as the hills. I didn't write it.
Mary Jo, I cannot believe you would even repeat that.
Oh, come on. I was just kidding. It's just the littlest angel's way of kind of evening the score.
What's this littlest angel stuff anyway?
It's the name of a training bra, Suzanne. I'm sure you wouldn't know anything about that.
A training bra. You little people have to train yours, and you call us dumb.
I think she makes a very good point.
Training bra is just a dumb name. I never understood it myself, although every time I put mine on, I did feel the urge to say, come on, hurry up, get in there. Hold.
Well, I have the name of the best breast man in Atlanta right here. He did B.B. Benson, and no one at the Miss Georgia pageant even knew till I turned her in. Now, you have the number here if you want it, but I don't think you have the nerve.
I cannot believe she's doing this. Mary Jo, did you know a Pan Am stewardess had hers done and they exploded during takeoff?
by any chance have surgery last night?
Oh, you mean these? No. No, this is just a prosthetic bra. Dr. Hogue wants me to try out several different sizes to see what I feel comfortable with. What do you think?
Well, I don't know, Mary Jo. I just can't believe it's you.
Well, it's not. But it's gonna be. Guess what? I found out this operation cost exactly $3,000. I mean, it is almost like Uncle Dude wanted me to have him.
Oh, you think he had his eye on you?
No, silly. I mean, you know, it was just like it was meant to be. What do you think, Julie? You like them?
Oh, Mary Jo, they're different. It takes getting used to.
Go ahead. Feel them.
That's all right.
No, no, come on. This is almost the consistency of what I'll be getting. I mean, go ahead.
Mary Jo, I'll feel them some other time, okay?
But thank you for asking.
Well, Charlene, you feel them.
Now?
Well, yeah, yeah, go ahead. I want to know what you think.
Well, okay.
Excuse me, I'll just be taking these in the back.
Don't they feel real?
No, they feel creepy.
Oh, that's just because you've never felt them before. This is the newest material. They just came out with this. These are what you might call the 89 models. What do you think, Suzanne?
Well, they're okay, if you like that size.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't be your size. It wouldn't fit my frame. For heaven's sake, I'd look like an oil rig.
Well, I just think you should get your money's worth, that's all.
Don't worry, I will. As a matter of fact, I have a couple of sizes larger that I'm going to change into after work.
What's after work?
Well, I thought you and I might go to Gallagher's and have a drink.
Why me? Why can't you get J.D. to take you?
Well, J.D. is in Cincinnati at a baseball meeting. Besides, I don't want to go with a man. I mean, I need to try these out in a social setting, you know, and I can't go with Charlene or Suzanne because then I wouldn't know if people were responding to mine or theirs.
I see. Well, I couldn't ask for a more insulting invitation than that.
Now, come on, Julia, I didn't mean it that way.
I know what you meant. There are all kinds of bosoms floating around out there, Mary Jo, and I don't think it's going to matter one way or the other when you walk into Gallagher's.
You are so wrong. People treat you completely differently, even women. Like this morning at the bank, there's this woman teller in there who's usually very rude. Well, I just walked right in there and plopped him right up there on the counter. And it intimidated the heck out of her. She had a whole new look of respect on her face.
Mary Jo, I think your imagination is working overtime. Speaking of which, you and Suzanne are 15 minutes late getting to Margaret Revelle.
I know. Just let me finish. Then I went into Denny's to order myself a cup of coffee, and three waiters slid into home plate just trying to get it for me.
You are like a kid with a new toy.
I know I am. You know, I think these things are supposed to make you feel more feminine, but they make me feel aggressive. You know, kind of macho-like. I tell you, if I go up to a D cup, I think I could get into a fist fight.
Are you ready?
Just let me get my purse. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Mary Jo. That's a lovely sweater. Is that new?
As a matter of fact, it is.
Well, it's very nice.
Thank you. See you later.
Bye. Anthony, what are you staring at?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking to myself. There they go. Big Hoss and Little Fossey.
Maybe I shouldn't have gone up another cup size.
Just two of you?
No, actually, there are four. But we're the only two ordering, I think.
What can I get you?
Glass of white wine, please. Mary Jo?
What?
Do you want a drink?
Better not. I think I've got enough to manage. I'll just have a club soda. Brace yourself.
For what?
Two guys coming across the room. Can you believe it? We've been here all of 90 seconds. These things are like magnets.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I'm Bill Paddock. This is my friend, Paul Johnson.
Nice How to do meet you. Do?
Can we buy you all a drink?
Well, actually, we just ordered drinks, but thank you so very much anyway.
Well, just so we don't have to take that long, humiliating walk back across the room again, how about if we just stand here and talk to you for a few minutes?
Fine with me. Tell me, what first attracted you to us?
Well, I'd have to say it's your sense of humor. What do you say, Paul?
Definitely, sense of humor.
Really, we're doing a little field research for a class we're taking.
College girls, I could tell right off.
Seriously. It's a course on sociology that we're auditing about male-female interaction. And what I'd like to know is, when you saw us across the room, what was the first thing that attracted you?
Hey, I don't know. We were attracted because you're attractive.
I know that, but more specifically, what part of us?
I don't think we want to pursue this, do you?
Excuse us one second. Listen here, if I'm going to spend $3,000, I'm going to need some honest answers here. I'm sorry. I'd like to be candid, if I may. We both see someone, so we're not available. But if you could just be honest and tell me, for my report, when you saw us across the room, would you have made such a beeline over here if my breasts were not as big as they are?
Nah, I doubt it. No, you're very perceptive.
Yeah, that's what we were after, all right. Well, now that you're onto us, we may as well move along before all the girls with big ones are gone.
Well, thank you for being so honest.
Mary Jo, I cannot believe that conversation. Have you just completely lost your mind?
Oh, it doesn't make any difference.
You insulted them.
We'll never see them again. Besides, I wanted to know. That just proves the point. This would not have happened a week ago.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't like to brag, but I've turned a few heads in my time.
Well, you didn't do it with those. No offense.
Check, please.
No problem. He took care of it.
He who?
See what I'm talking about? It is a whole new world. I'll tell you, Julia, we have been big fools. These things are power. Something that Charlene and Suzanne have obviously known for a long time, but for some reason have failed to tell us. Isn't that just the way it always is? The haves trying to keep their little secrets from the have-nots.
Mary Jo, I don't think we want to choose sides over this.
Well, you just remember, they started this, not us. Now, we've just got to get you a pair.
Hear yet?
Who?
The tit monster.
Charlie, you know I hate that word.
No, I hate it too. Mary Jo had an appointment with her surgeon this morning.
Oh, that's right. I forgot over the weekend.
This is the last appointment before surgery. They're going to decide today on the exact size.
Well, all I can say is he better have samples as big as buildings or Mary Jo's not going to be satisfied.
You know, Charlene, I've never seen Mary Jo get so carried away about anything. I think this must have been very important to her, and we just didn't realize it.
I know. I guess women can get a lot of their self-image wrapped up in that. You know, it's like men and they're, you know.
Yes, I know.
I hate to talk about her. I love her like my own sister, but I mean, who would have thought that a couple of pounds of nylon and gel could change a person so much? I just don't understand it. Maybe she was frightened by a breast as a child. Mary Jo?
Hmm?
What happened to your chest?
Oh, I turned it in, except for the one in the drawer here.
You turned it in because you're having the surgery?
No, I canceled surgery.
You canceled it? Why?
Because I was acting like a jackass, and y'all know it. Anyway, I don't like those words, breast augmentation. Sounds like something Gorbachev ought to be bringing up at the next summit.
Who said you were acting like a jackass?
My children, in so many words.
What'd they say?
Well, Quint just said stuff like, "What the heck are those things, anyway?" But Claudia was more to the point. She said, "Gee, Mom, if having your chest enlarged is going to make you this much fun, I don't think we can stand it."
Smart girl.
I know, I have been like a woman possessed. I mean, I don't even sleep well anymore. I just lie there in bed and, you know, plan my wardrobe and think who I'm going to point my chest at next.
Joe, you were having so much fun.
Well, I thought I was, but I'm exhausted. It's just too much responsibility. When I have those things on me, I feel like I'm the center of attention. Whether I am or not, it's okay for a few days, but I think not for a lifetime.
Well, Mary Jo, maybe it's because it was all new to you, you know? In a couple of weeks, it would have seemed old hat.
I don't think so, Charlene. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with women having them done, but, you know, it just has to blend in with you, and this just didn't. I mean, it was like two aliens had landed on my chest, and I couldn't figure out what to do with it. So, now I know. There are two things that I cannot handle more than a small cup of. Liquor and breast.
What's in the bag?
A TV telephone.
Oh, Mary Jo, I can't believe you bought one.
Yeah, and I FedExed one to J.D. in Cincinnati on Saturday, too, just so I could try it out. Hey, listen, I got a great idea. Now, I want you to call this number and ask for J.D. while I change over here.
Change? What for?
Just do it.
Is this what you spent your money on?
Mm-hmm. That one and, one for you, and one for Julia, and one for Suzanne.
Oh. Mary Jo, you bought us TV phones.
Yes, and that's not all. I got one for Payne, and I got one for Perky, and I got one for your family in Paco Bluff.
That's just about the sweetest thing I ever heard of.
Yes, yeah. J.D. Shackelford, please.
You know, you gotta have somebody to call him on, and I think Uncle Dude would approve. It took everything he left me, and he was real big on family.
Oh, I think I'm gonna cry.
Got me this time. I think I'm gonna cry, too.
J.D., hi, it's Charlene. Yeah, you hang up for Mary Jo.
Hi, honey. How are you? I'm fine. Did you get your TV telephone? Is it plugged in now? Oh, you're talking on it. Oh, all right. Well, now listen. I'm going to put you on the speakerphone right now so I can send you a picture. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Hit it, Charlene.